This is Nisa Carmeli of the 27th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are now changing this graveyard into a land of angels. Therefore, let there be complete disinterest in this old world, this graveyard. Question, how is the unlimited Father the wonderful servant of his spiritual children? Answer, Baba says, children, I am your laundry man. I wash all the dirty clothes of not only you children, but of the whole world in a second. When the clothes of you souls become clean, you receive pure bodies. He is such a wonderful servant that he cleanses everyone in a second with the magic mantra of Man Manabhav. Om Shanti. The Father has explained to you children the meaning of Om Shanti. The original religion of myself, the soul, is peace. You don't need to make effort to go to the land of peace. A soul is himself an embodiment of peace, a resident of the land of peace. Yes, a soul can remain peaceful for some time. The soul says, I have become tired of the burden of my physical senses. I am now stabilizing myself in my original religion. I am becoming detached from the body. However, actions have to be performed. For how long can you remain seated in peace? The soul says, I am a resident of the peaceful land. By coming here into a body, I have become talky. I, a soul, am imperishable, and my body is perishable. Souls become pure and impure. In the Golden Age, even the five elements are Sattva Pradhan. Here, the five elements are Tamo Pradhan. When alloy is mixed into gold, that gold becomes impure. It is then put onto a fire to be purified. This is called the fire of yoga. In the world outside, people teach many different types of hatha yoga. None of those can be called a fire of yoga. This is a fire of yoga in which sins are burnt away. It is the Supreme Soul who makes souls pure from impure. People call out, O purifier, come. According to the Dharma plan, everyone has to become impure, Tamo Pradhan. This is the tree, and its seed is up above. When anyone calls out to the Father, his intellect goes upwards. He is the one from whom you are claiming your inheritance, and he has now come down here. He says, I have to come here. The human world tree of the variety of religions is now impure and Tamo Pradhan. It has reached the state of total decay. The Father sits here and explains to you children. There are deities in the Golden Age and devils in the Iron Age. Therefore, no war ever takes place between deities and devils. You are gaining victory over the five devilish vices with the power of yoga. There is no question of a violent war. You don't commit any type of violence. You never physically hit anyone. You are doubly non-violent. To use the sword of lust is the greatest sin. The Father says, the sword of lust causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. No one should indulge in vice. People sing praise in front of the deity idols. You are full of all virtues. Souls say, I have become impure. That is why they call out, O purifier, come. When souls are pure, they don't call out to anyone. That is called heaven. Here, sages and holy men chant so much O purifier Rama who belongs to Sita. The father says, at this time, the whole world is impure. No one can be blamed for this. This drama is predestined. Until I come, everyone has to play his own part. There is this knowledge, devotion, and then disinterest. Disinterest in the old world. This disinterest is unlimited, whereas their disinterest is limited. You understand that this old world is now to be destroyed. When a new home is being built, there is disinterest in the old home. The unlimited father says, I am now building the home of heaven and giving that to you. It is now hell. Heaven is that new world and hell is this old world. We are now creating that new world while living in this old world. We will build that land of angels over this old graveyard. There will be these same banks of the river Yamuna, and palaces will be built on them. There will be the same Delhi in river Yamuna. However, it is just a tall story when people say that there was the fortress of the Pandavas. According to the drama plan, these will definitely be built again. So just as you had been doing tapasya, holding sacrificial fires and giving donations, you will have to do all of that again. First, you worship Shiva and build first-class temples to him. That is called unadulterated worship. You are now on the path of this knowledge. This is unadulterated knowledge. You only hear this from Shivbaba, the one you worshipped first of all. At that time in the Golden Age, there were no other religions. Only you existed then, and you were very happy. The deity religion is one that gives a lot of happiness. Your mouths are sweetened as soon as the name is mentioned. Only from the one father do you receive this knowledge. You now belong to the unlimited father. You will receive your inheritance from the father, number-wise according to the efforts you make. The father has come into this corporeal world for a short time. He says, I alone have to give you children this knowledge. I do not have a permanent body of my own. I enter this one's body. Immediately after Shiv Jayanti, there is the Gita Jayanti. This knowledge begins then. Only the Supreme Spirit gives you this spiritual knowledge. There is no question of water. Water cannot be called knowledge. Only with this knowledge, not water, do you become pure from impure. There are rivers all over the world. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, comes here, enters this one, and speaks this knowledge. When someone dies, they put the water of the Ganges in his mouth. They believe that that water purifies the impure, and that he will therefore go to heaven. Here too, people go to the gamuk, the mouth of a cow. In fact, you are living gamuks. The nectar of this knowledge emerges from your mouths. Milk is received from a cow. So there is no question of water. You understand that at this time. You understand that once something happens in the drama, it will repeat identically after 5,000 years. The Father, who is the bestower of salvation for all, sits here and explains all of this. Everyone is now in a state of degradation. Previously, you didn't understand why people burn an effigy of Ravan. You now understand that there is to be the unlimited Dashera. The kingdom of Ravan is over this whole world. This whole world is Lanka. Ravan doesn't live in the limited, that is, he's not restricted to a limited area. This is Ravan's kingdom over the whole world. Devotion lasts for half a cycle. First, there is unadulterated devotion, and then adulterated devotion begins. Dashera, Rakshabandhan, etc. are festivals that refer to this time. After Shiv Jayanti, there is Krishna Jayanti. The land of Krishna is now being established. Today you are in the land of Kans, and tomorrow you will be in the land of Krishna. Shri Krishna cannot exist here at this time. Shri Krishna takes birth in the Golden Age. He is the first prince. He goes to study at school, and then when he grows older, he becomes the heir to the fortune. The dancing with gopis and gopis is just them celebrating in happiness together. How could it be possible for Sri Krishna to sit and speak this knowledge to someone? All of that praise belongs to Shiv Baba, who purifies the impure. When you explain to the senior officers, they say that what you are saying is right. However, they are not able to give this knowledge to others. No one would listen to them. Everyone would say that he became a BK because he had a magic spell cast on him. They just hear the name of the BKs and that's it. They believe that you do magic. When you give even a little of this knowledge to someone, they say that you BKs perform magic, that you BKs don't listen to anyone except your dada, that you don't perform any devotion, etc. Baba tells you not to forbid anyone to do devotion. They will stop doing it of their own accord. It is when you stop doing devotion and renounce the vices that there is upheaval. Baba has said that when he creates the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra, the devilish community creates obstacles in this. This is Shiv Baba's unlimited sacrificial fire in which human beings change into deities. It is remembered that the flames of destruction emerged from the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. Only when this old world is destroyed will you then rule in the new world. People say we are asking for peace, whereas these Brahma Kumaris are asking for destruction. The father explains, the whole of this old world is going to be sacrificed in the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. This old world is to be set on fire. There will also be natural calamities. Destruction has to take place. All human beings will be crushed like mustard seeds and destroyed, and only souls will remain. Anyone can understand that souls are imperishable. There is now to be an unlimited holika, huge fire, in which all the bodies will be destroyed, and the souls will become pure and return home. Anything put into a fire becomes purified. People have sacrificial fires for purification. All of those aspects are physical. This whole world is now to be sacrificed. Establishment definitely has to be completed before destruction takes place. Whenever you explain to anyone first explain about establishment and then destruction. Establishment is carried out through Brahma. The name Prajapita Brahma is very well known. There are Adidev and Adidevi. There are hundreds of thousands of temples to Jagadamba. They have so many melas for her. You are the children of Jagadamba. At this time, you have become those who have this knowledge, and you will then become princes and princesses. You become very wealthy. Then, on the path of devotion, you ask Lakshmi for perishable wealth at Diwali. You receive everything here. May you have a long life. May you have many children. You know that your lifespans will be 150 years. The father says, the more yogi you have, the more your lifespans will increase. You have yoga with Ishwar God and become Yogishwar, one who has yoga with God. Human beings are Bogishwar, those who indulge in vice. It is said that God washes the clothes of vicious impure beings. The father says, I am also called the laundryman. I come and cleanse all souls, and they then receive pure new bodies. The father says, I wash all the clothes of the whole world in just a second. Simply by being Manman above, souls and bodies both become pure. This is magic. Liberation and life in a second. This is such an easy method. By having remembrance of the Father, you will become pure. Simply remember the Father while walking and moving around. I don't give you any other difficulty at all. You simply have to remember me. It is now your stage of ascent at every second. The Father says, I have come as the servant of you children. You called out, O purifier, come and purify us. Okay, children, I have come. So I am your servant, am I not? It is when you become very impure that you cry out in distress with great force. I have now come. I come every cycle and give you children this mantra. Remember me, and you will become pure. This is also the meaning of Manman above. Manman above and Mariachi above means remember the Father and you will become the masters of the land of Vishnu. You have come to claim the kingdom of the land of Vishnu. From being this land of Ravan, it becomes that land of Vishnu. From being this land of Kans, it becomes that land of Krishna. This is explained to you so easily. The father says, finish all attachment to this old world. We have now completed 84 births. We will shed these old costumes and go to that new world. Only by having remembrance will your sins be cut away. You should have this much courage. Those people continue to remember the Brahm element. They believe that they will merge into the Brahm element. However, the Brahm element is the residence. Those people simply sit in tapasya and believe that they will merge into the Brahm element. However, no one can return home. They will not become pure by having yoga with the Brahm element. Not a single one can go back home yet. You have to take rebirth. The father comes and tells you the truth. The true Baba establishes that land of truth. Ravan comes and makes it into a land of falsehood. This is now the confluence age, in which you become the most elevated, and this is why it is called the most elevated age. You change from shells into diamonds. This is an unlimited aspect. The highest on high beings are deities. You are now sitting at the most elevated confluence age. It is the highest on high Father who is making you into the most elevated ones. He gives you the highest on high inheritance of heaven. And so why do you forget this? The Father says, remember me. Children say, Baba, have mercy so that we don't forget. How can that be possible? You have to follow Baba's directions. The Father says, remember me and you will become pure from impure. Follow his advice. What blessings can I give you? Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says, namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Bodharna 1. Follow every one of the father's directions and make yourself into a diamond from a shell. Stay in remembrance of the one father and make your costume clean. 2. You now have to go to your new home. Therefore, have unlimited disinterest in this old home. Have the intoxication that we will create that land of angels on this old graveyard. Blessing. May you be knowledgeful and finish any vision of dislike with your merciful vision. The children who know the sanskars of one another and have deep love for transformation of sanskars never think that this one is always like this. Such children are said to be knowledgeful. They look at themselves and remain free from obstacles. They have the sanskars of being merciful like the Father. Their vision of mercy finishes any vision of dislike. Such merciful children never have any conflict among themselves. They become worthy and give that of themselves. Slogan: those who constantly think of God are carefree emperors. They cannot have any type of worry. Avyakt signal: with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. For self-progress and progress in service, when someone says something, the other accepts by saying Haji. You can continue to increase unity and determination in this way. Just as a gathering of daddies is strong in their unity and determination, so a gathering of you jewels has to be strong. The power of a gathering can do whatever it wants. The memorial of this gathering is the five Pandavas. Om Shanti.